For years, the Paralympics has been the pinnacle for disability sport. Championing success and inclusion, the Games have enabled athletes with disabilities to achieve sporting excellence. However, for the Paris 2024 Paralympics, the T33 class was removed in its entirety. The T33 class is a Paralympic classification for para-athletes with coordination impairments, such as cerebral palsy. T33 Paralympian James Freeman speaks about the lack of funding in the sport and the difficulties of having to watch the Paris Games from the sidelines.
I work in a school and I worked in recruitment before that. And whenever I tell them I'm a Paralympian and I did all these things, a lot of them are like, well, why are you working here? Because everyone just assumes that you're like a millionaire because you're an athlete. And that's just not the case. And I think a lot of people have asked me, over this last year, how come you weren't in Paris, James? Their assumption is like, oh, you're just not fast enough anymore, or you've appeared enough anymore. And it's like, well, no, and you have to go through the whole rigmarole of telling them that the class gets cut and like, that's why you're not there.
James went on to speak about his achievements and the effect that removing races from the Paralympics has had on the class.
This year, I went to Stoke Mandeville and I broke the 1500 meter world record. And to be fair, it all sounds really impressive, but I was the only one in my class who's attempted it because, in all fairness, because of what's happened, a lot of athletes that were in my class have just stopped racing. They've just given up. Harry Jenkins, the guy who won the bronze medal in Tokyo, and he's moved on to other things. He's completely stopped.